This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Officials at Fort Hood are telling CNN they have an active shooter on base.
Was he on any sort of medications?
Yes.
Robert Scott Bell.
Every 19 minutes in this country, someone dies of a prescription drug overdose. I couldn't find one documented case of someone dying of a marijuana overdose.
This ultimately is about death.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
It's shocking.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Do you think affordable health care for all U.S. citizens is a right or a privilege, and why?
I'm definitely going to say it's a privilege.
Miss America. Congratulations, we have the smartest Miss America in perhaps recent history in these United States. Miss Washington, D.C., of all places, acknowledging that health care is not a right. It, in fact, is a privilege. And the left is going apoplectic. How could they do this?
She won?
She won! Yeah,
wow,
that's
I'm
Miss
surprised.
America.
I am surprised. I mean, when I heard that, I was thinking, oh, there's no way she's going to win.
Yeah, she's like, you can't do that because it's all about political correctness. I want to feed the world with GMOs, vaccinate the little children. Because, you know, Jesus would vaccinate the little children. Not with aborted fetal tissue. Not. That's not happening. And you have a Miss America that wins and actually says health care is a privilege, not a right. That's correct. And, you know, she also says people should have jobs so that they can afford health insurance, right? Because that helps her to afford health insurance. Although, as we've argued here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, by the way, welcome, folks. Happy day. Miss Washington, D.C. is Miss America, and she says health care is a privilege. That's the weirdest opening I think we've had in a while because I just didn't expect that. I wouldn't expect that, much less that she won. You're right. They should have disqualified her right then and there. I'm sorry. You're not qualified to be Miss America. That's a politically incorrect statement, even though it's factually correct. And for those of you who aren't sure, rights come from God, not from government. You can't make a right up on the spot just because you want it. And, of course, the engaging of a right that violates the rights of others is no right. It's theft. It's theft by violence, in fact, because that's what government is, force. They violently remove something, property from other people, to give it to other people who think they want it or deserve it or need it more. Of course, along the way, it's grafted on down where it's not a full dollar that they took from your neighbor. You get a few pennies back, and you go, hey, look, I got a right. I got health care. It's a right. By the way, is voting a right or a privilege? Super Don, there's your pop quiz. Voting, is it a right or a privilege?
Well, I don't know. You know,
all right. Does it come from God?
No, voting. Does voting come from God? No.
Exactly.
No.
No, then it's not a right. It's a privilege.
You can lose your right.
Your privilege. You can't lose your right to vote because you don't have a right to vote. Stop it.
This is the Bill of Privileges?
Exactly. The Bill of Privileges. Go back and read Chapter 2 of Good to Be King, A Foundation for Your Constitutional Freedom by Michael Bednarik.
I've got my homework now. Okay.
Yes. Homework assignment, Super Don. 866-939-BELL tonight. Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. And we start out with a follow-up story, unless you want to talk more about Miss America. A follow-up story out of the Texas House, the Texas Freedom Caucus. And they call them ultra-conservative because, my gosh, they're in the midst of modifying the way foster care is handled because it's an absolute mess in Texas. And this guy, Representative Bill Zedler, who we referred to just the other day, We now have audio of the interface he did on the floor of the House there as they were discussing this issue. And this was about foster care. Should the state, once kids are taken from their parents, put into temporary foster custody, immediately upon examination, finding out that they're not up to date on vaccines, should we inject them against the wishes of their parents, who have, by the way, not rescinded their parental authority, nor has the state taken the parental authority over these kids away. It's a temporary issue. So let's hear from Zedler's first commentary about whether it's a parental decision and what are possible dangers of a flu shot. Does it work even?
And what it boils down to is, if that's the decision that the parents have made, then that is up to them, not the immunization partnership,
the parents,
and not the state. People die as a result of adverse reactions to vaccinations. And quite frankly, as far as the flu is concerned, I know a lot of people that get the flu shot, and they get the flu. I think there's a fundamental disagreement.
Now, you know, you get this statement that there's no way you can get the flu from the flu shot. And other than the flu zone in the nasal spray, because that's a live virus, I would agree that you don't get the flu from the flu shot. But you get flu-like symptoms that can be as bad or worse and can be described as a flu because all of the symptoms pretty much match up. And since the CDC does not analyze your blood, your antibodies, to see what flu may have been transferring around wherever you are, they never even know if you had what they call influenza due to a virus or could it be a toxicological explosion in your arm due to the vaccination. And here's where we get Bill Zedler. When people are freaking out about ultra-conservative, how about ultra-libertarian? Because the true libertarian philosophy is never to use force to get your way. In other words, you can defend yourself, sure, but to get your way, you can't force. Don't use the force of government to do that. What about individual liberty?
And what it boils down to is, if that's the decision that the parents have made.
Okay, let me hit the next clip. My apologies. Here we go.
What you believe is people should be forced to put something in their body. And other people believe, no. The individual, that's what this whole nation was founded upon, individual freedom, the freedom to determine what's in my best interest and my children's best interest, and it's not up to you, and it's not up to the state.
Bill Zedler for U.S. Congress, or Senate, or maybe even the president at this point, because this guy, he's got it going on. He's talking about principles here. Force? You want to force these kids against their parents' will just because they've temporarily lost custody, not permanently? What about individual freedom? Super Don, this ultra-conservative is sounding pretty libertarian to me.
It sounds very libertarian at this point.
Mm-hmm. So what about the principle of vaccination? What about the vulnerable? What about the individual that is harmed or even killed? What about them?
Therein is the difference, is that if you take the vaccine, that's great. I'm happy for you. But I should not have, you know, I should not be forced to take a vaccine. And in many of the cases that we've seen, the outbreaks, they're among highly vaccinated people.
I'm not, there may be some examples out there.
No, there are plenty of examples.
He's arguing with this guy who's thinking, well, no, we can't give you that. Well, maybe there's some. No, there's plenty of examples of that, where fully vaccinated populations were vulnerable, susceptible, and even manifested the disease. Those get the DPT, they still get pertussis. Those that get the MMR, they still get measles and mumps. Okay? So what if we take it out to, I don't know, its logical conclusion. If we can force mandate anybody to accept any kind of medical intervention, specifically one that is as dangerous as vaccines, are we not than operating under a Eastern Bloc medical mentality?
We don't, in this country, we don't have Soviet-style medicine. In this country, we don't believe in forcing people to do things.
You have Ebola, we don't let you go run around when people have that. We believe that all the time. Everybody agrees when it's Ebola, and people are worried about bleeding.
But you know what? That's if you've got the disease we believe in quarantining, but the fact of the matter is, what we're not doing is forcing people to inject something into their body.
Yeah, it's interesting. They got Wolf. Yeah, Ebola. We don't let you run around.
Ebola. Ebola.
Wait a second. Who's arguing? Is this guy arguing for letting people run around with Ebola? No, it's another straw man argument.
Dude, that is like the weakest. Who was that? I don't even know who that guy was. That guy's a moron for even bringing that up. That's like a grasping at straws.
I think
zero
so.
Strategy response to what he was saying.
No, but I mean the idea, of course, is that everybody is a ticking time bomb who is not vaccinated. That's how deep their dysfunction, their mental dysfunction goes. Those that believe in vaccines and the vaccine religion have deep mental dysfunctions that need to be, I don't know, maybe re-educated, but I'm not the guy that wants to force them. Again, like this guy Zedler, he says, listen, if you want your vaccines, have at it. Knock yourself out, right? It's your family. It's your child. Even though we might argue that it'd be dangerous for your child, they're not my kids, right? So I won't use the force of government to stop you from doing that, even if I believe that it is outrageous. I would say I'm going to try to educate you to believe that it's outrageous, too, based on the facts, not the religious dogma. Now, the question is, are you even aware, like some of these Texas yahoos that are opposing Bill Zedler in this case, that people do die from vaccines and that there's a complete absolution of liability, like the king or the emperor or the queen has said, bestowed upon the vaccine manufacturing community, there shall be no murder, there shall be no injuries, there shall be no tort. You guys have just basically carte blanche to do whatever you want. If you kill our subjects or citizens, it's okay. We'll cover you.
And again, what you're suggesting is that no one dies as a result of the vaccines. People do. That's why we have a vaccine injury court. It is the only product that where we do things that way. We have a vaccine injury court. There's only one product, but there's all kinds of medications out there that cause injury. But you know what? There's only one vaccine injury court. Proof alone that vaccines cause harm.
Unavoidably unsafe, as the Supreme Court has said, and that was the reason that Reagan was duped into signing this vaccine injury compensation program into law and make an unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court where you have to petition a special master. Every vaccine has got a tax added to it that ultimately the U.S. taxpayer covers. And that fund goes into that place where it's a no-fault proposition. Good luck, though, if you mention the word autism to get compensated. And the reality is the vaccine manufacturers have no incentive to make a safer vaccine, even if it is at all possible. So we'll continue with this discussion of Representative Bill Zedler. He's going to get into it with a doctor, a physician, Lindy McGee. Oh, it's going to get interesting, and she's going to beat him back, right, with facts, because she's a doctor. Get ready to hear what we got to play next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax fit analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Beans Self-Reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent pending technology.
Radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So you're saying they don't make any money off vaccines?
Not at all.
Really? Let me ask you this. How is it then that pediatricians can get a big bonus if a good percentage of their children that they see are vaccinated?
That is Representative Bill Zedler from Texas, the ultra-conservative Texas Freedom Caucus, beating back the foster care laws, allowing physicians to catch those kids up on vaccines, even if their parents don't want them. And now he's going into the profit motive. As his opposition said, no, they don't make money off vaccines. Nobody's making money off vaccines. He pointed out correctly the bonuses given to pediatricians who have vaccine rates above, 95% special bonuses. Get 100. Boy, oh boy, you're going to Hawaii for sure. And so it's pretty amazing that this guy, of course, those on the religious left, there is a religious left, they worship at the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism, they believe in the sacrament in that church, it should be for everybody, without question, because there is no religious freedom, according to the religious left. You must believe as we believe. And they're the ones that are so scared of Christian conservatives, because they think, well, Christian conservatives, they want a theocracy. You know, kiss my theocratic butt. It's the religious left that wants control of your children. I'm telling you, they have lost their minds. They have given up on any level or modicum of freedom in America except to believe what they believe. Those are the religious fanatics now, the leftists. I'm a little ticked off about this, if you haven't noticed. going on in Texas. Because I can hear their objections. Oh, those ultra-conservative Christians, they want... No, it's the ultra-liberal religious left that wants to take your children away from you and have the state own, run, control, inject poison. Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. I'm sorry, at this point, I'm over it. Okay? You got a problem with that? Call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Now let's get into it with the doctors. Edler's going to take on the doctor, Lindy McGee, who's obviously very pro-vaccine, talking about adverse event reporting.
There are actually more, in many of these cases, more people dying from the vaccine than dying from the disease.
People report to that system what they've seen. So I can report if I get hit by a truck after I've gotten a vaccine, and that would be reported as associated with a vaccine. It does not make any implication of causality.
Okay, so here we got a red herring straw man argument again. Yeah. You can say anything you want when you report a vaccine.
I got hit by a truck, and it was because... How could you being hit by a truck be caused by the vaccine? Nobody.
Nobody's saying that.
Nobody has ever said that.
Well, and Zedler's fighting back. He's pushing back. Give a listen.
So I can break my arm the next day, and I can report that to that reporting system. Vaccine, I have a heart attack.
Stop. Nobody puts that down.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Let me tell you, that is patently false, and you know it.
He is calling her out. He's calling her out. Listen, it keeps going from here.
I've heard this many times.
Okay.
Within hours to days after taking their child in to get a vaccine, they had a huge reaction. And it's just something else out there is dishonest, and you know it. It is dishonest.
Dishonest.
For you to get up and tell this committee that, in essence, they can put anything down there they want is quite a dishonest.
No, you can. You can report it.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't buy that. And you know what? For you to tell this committee, that is dishonest.
All right. So what is she doing here? She's playing a game of creating a straw man to discredit the whole idea that people are dying from vaccines or getting injured by vaccines, or that $4 billion about has been paid out through the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. And so there was a group that fact-checked this. What was that group that did the fact-check on it? Because they were PolitiFact.
PolitiFact tried to do a fact-check on this. Yeah. And you know, it's funny. After listening to this audio again and looking at what PolitiFact came up with, PolitiFact needs to fact-check itself.
Don't you think?
I mean, they do. Seriously, they got this completely wrong with one maybe exception.
Hmm. According to one entry, a physician reported in 2008 that a woman who received a dose of Gardasil was subsequently found dead in her truck from a blood clot that traveled from her legs to her lungs.
Oh, and so they bring that up to try and say, oh, look, he was wrong. But nowhere in what I just heard in the audio did anybody say anything about somebody getting a blood clot.
Yeah.
She said, I could get hit by a truck and blame it.
Right.
No, that's not what happened.
I could break my arm and blame
it.
That's not what happened. In fact, the physicians and people reporting are going, hey, this happened. Let's investigate it. What caused the blood clot? We don't know. How about what caused you to pass out? Has that ever happened after a vaccine? Hell yeah. Could that get you in a car accident? Hell yeah. Dr. Lindy McGee, go back to school. We'll be right back.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears because there's an alternative to bankruptcy and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In case you have noticed, my friends, this is the place where we rock the health world. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show on GCN, our home and broadcast syndication around the country on radio affiliates everywhere, and downloadable, archived after the show at GCN and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and UK Health Radio and the SoundCloud over at robertscottbell.com. That's where the show notes are, thanks to Captain Morgan. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. Give us a call any time of the day or night. Leave a message when we're not on the air. Or submit a question or comment to us at the website or through the social media network. You can follow me on Twitter at RSBellMedia.
And we have, of course, the fans of the Robert Scott Bell Show and the Robert Scott Bell Show available on Facebook as well. Now, we're talking about adverse event reporting and the dingbat doctor, Lindy McGee, going after Representative Bill Zedler in Texas and saying, oh, you could report a broken arm and say it was caused by a vaccine. Of course, it's ridiculous. It's ludicrous, but it's a straw man argument. That's what they got. Now, one of the other big straw man arguments is herd immunity, right? Turning us all into cattle. We're just a bunch of cattle. And I don't know. I want to get this Representative Bill Zedler on one day, Super Don, if we can reach out to him, because I want to know how he knows what he knows. He's on point. This guy is on point. And one of the things they say, well, listen, we have to vaccinate everybody because if we don't get, well, almost everybody, then the herd immunity effect will wane and then everybody's going to get sick. Well, what about the people who are vaccinated? What about them? Aren't they protected? Oh, shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. I don't want to hear that, right? And so that's where he leaves off in the finale of changing or transforming the law in Texas that's a mess right now on foster care so that these doctors, after giving them an examination to see if there's any abuse at all, they can't say, well, oh, look, the vaccine is that they're out of date, or we don't have a record, so let's just vaccinate, right? What about the parents? They haven't abrogated their authority over the children, and that's what they want to do. Give the parents, not the doctors, not the government authority over these kids. If the state takes full control, maybe it's a different story. I'd like to change the state in that case to understand the danger of vaccines and the lack of efficacy in them. But what about this herd immunity scenario? How many adults are getting booster shots?
You get out in the general public, and there's not a 90% or 80% or even a 70% vaccination rate. It is much lower because most adults don't get these boosters. I've never had a booster. I've never had a pertussis booster.
Rock 'em up.
Most adults have not. And y'all keep wanting to bring in, you know, as if that they're the only ones that these people are going to be in contact with. How about when they take them to the grocery store? How about when they go to church? How about when they go to all kinds of other areas? You're saying herd immunity is what we've got to do, and what I'm saying is herd immunity doesn't hold up.
Moo. Right? How many of you like to be moo cows? Cattle. Yeah, just brand me and inject me. Think not. Think not, but the religious left wants you. They want you as a cow. They want your kid as a cow, a calf. We'll brand them and we'll inject them because the state owns them. It takes a village, Hillary. And that's the farce that is the vaccine religion today. Look, you want it, you get it. Does it protect you? Well, if it does, then whoop-de-frickin'-do if I don't get one or my kids don't get one. Oh, but you're going to spread disease. Well, your kid's vaccinated. Wait, but the vaccines don't work. Oh, now they don't work? Then why should we get them at all? How about the fact that childhood diseases actually train your immune system and strengthen your immune system so that you don't get chronic diseases later, like allergies, autoimmune diseases, and cancer? Yes, that's in the peer-reviewed literature, too. But no, you have to have the vaccines. The state has to enforce the mandate. And, of course, herd immunity works. Well, does it really? As Bill Zedler just pointed out, how many of you as adults have gotten a booster shot in the last 10 years, in the last 20 or 30 years? Probably not at all. So we're running around at what level? 50% vaccinated, up to date? 40%? I don't know how many adults are getting boosters. I mean, it's a fair question, isn't it, Super Don?
It is. It's an interesting point. Again, I think that what's so amazing here is where we're getting this information, where we're hearing this from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's 5-10 years ago, you never would have heard these words being uttered in any legislative body, state, anywhere, you know. Mm-hmm. And so to hear something like this coming out of the House in Texas, of all places, too.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's very significant that this happened.
These are the anti-science religion,
right?
Christian people that the left doesn't,
you know,
like.
How long do you think it's going to be before they're going to attach alt-right to anti-vax?
Oh, you know, it's only a matter of time. They're desperate.
Right.
The leftists in California, they want to take over the world, the rest of the country. Although, again, there are genuine left-leaning on the political scale people that have woken up to the horror that is the vaccine religion. I'm not going to say, you know, because some people are going to get, you're just picking on the leftists. Listen, we pick on the rightist, too, when it's appropriate. And in this case, it's very appropriate to let them have it. You know.
We pick on stupid.
We pick on stupid. That's a good point, Super Don. That's right. Oh, you don't like stupid people.
No, not really.
We just rather not hang out with them, right? Because they'll end up vaccinating us by accident, right? They'll be wearing syringes on their fingers instead of fingernails from the leftist religion salons. All right, it's getting a little crazy here, I know.
Yeah.
But
well, good on Zettler. We're
good
famous.
On Zettler, yeah, indeed. So I said you can ask questions. You really can't.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Question of the day coming from Mark D. Hey, Mark D. How's it going, guys? He says, President Trump released a statement the other day recognizing Women's Health Week by saying, and he quotes, as we celebrate Women's Health Week, beginning with Mother's Day, we recognize the importance of providing women access to the best evidence-based health information and care, and growing our medical knowledge through basic and applied research support. So Mark D says, hey, what do you guys think he means, Trump, by evidence-based? I like how he made the point to say that, but what does it really mean to him? That's the question from Mark D to RSB and Super D. Super D, go.
Well, okay, my first impression on this is that I'm going to guess that this statement was not written by Donald Trump directly. I'm going to guess that somebody in the White House wrote this for him, a speechwriter, a PR person, whatever, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I just, in all of my experience of hearing Donald Trump talk about things and stuff like that, I don't know that he necessarily would have used that term himself. Now, that's just my opinion. So beyond that, what does he mean? I mean, obviously he agreed with it before the statement was released. So what do you think Donald Trump means by this? Well, here's the deal. You know what evidence-based medicine is, right, Robert? I mean, obviously, you know, the term evidence-based medicine.
Yes, yes, yes. But the thing is, when we use it as homeopaths, as naturopaths, as crunchy granola sweet eating mommies and daddies, it's called what? Quackery? It's called anti-science? What is it called? I mean, if we actually say, listen, the evidence shows, and it could be a clinical study, it could be a peer-reviewed scenario, but the evidence shows because my eyes saw this happen after this happened, this is the evidence right before my eyes. All the moms saying, hey, you know what? My kid was fine before the MMR, and look what happened. They regressed into the autism spectrum. Is that not evidence that the doctor would look at and go, well, there's some evidence. Let's check that on the list. And when they do epidemiological studies, they overview this stuff and they go, all right, this is what happened in this area. These are the compounding factors there. There's the evidence. We're presenting it. But that doesn't count anymore, does it?
Not so much. You know, basically, evidence-based medicine is, you know, listen, they go by, the gold standard in evidence-based medicine is a random controlled trial, okay? That's like the thing.
Which, by the way, I shall add to this mix, vaccines do not undergo clinical trials.
That is,
again, evidence-based is that level. So when you say, no, well, anything less than that's not legit, you got to then look in the mirror, you vaccine religionists, and go, you know what? We don't have evidence to back up our claims based on the level that you say you need.
They've got a little loophole that they use because you will find, especially in the newer generations of, quote, scientists, right, that are pushing the kind of the new wave of science out there, they don't really like evidence-based medicine. Did you know that?
Really? They don't like
they
it.
Don't.
What?
They
what
don't
happened
like
to the idea of evidence giving us information that we can base concepts around and make other postulates and hypotheses to test?
They believe that evidence-based medicine is flawed, and they even go as far as saying that it's been hijacked.
Why? Because there's evidence that shows homeopathy works? It reverses certain diseases and ailments?
What they do is they feel that evidence-based medicine overemphasizes clinical trials for everything. and that where they're missing the mark is that they're not taking into account what they call prior probability.
What? Wait a
yes.
second. Prior probability. That's what they're basically they're saying, built-in bias against or for something. In other words,
yes.
we believe something to be true. We do a test to prove that it's true. If it doesn't, we don't report it at all. What is
yes.
that? That's not science.
It's very transparent. If you really, if you understand, you read between the lines of what they're saying. Is they will say that there is real science that existed before these trials that you're conducting on these things. And you know what? If you look at what the settled science is, then you won't have to spend all these taxpayer dollars on frivolous research and things, because you can already know that it's pointless to even conduct those trials. So in other words, mm-hmm. the science is settled. We're not going to talk about vaccines because we've got prior probability that vaccines work. So we're not even going to worry about doing any more research on it. It's done. Climate
Despite
change.
The fact
nope.
that, wait.
Yeah.
Despite the fact we acknowledge that the evidence-based research was not done, the gold standard was not done prior. So they're saying, if it's not evidence-based, what is the Orwellian term to replace evidence-based medicine?
And you could get into a debate, and I've done this for hours with mm-hmm. somebody over this whole thing, but the bottom line, as far as I'm concerned, you cannot say that science is something that is self-correcting and it's always changing, and then sit there and say, we shouldn't conduct any more research because the science is already settled.
So the Orwellian term to replace evidence-based medicine, to slap down the science that they don't like, is called science-based medicine.
That's
you
correct.
Don't believe in science, because Bill Nye said so. Really? Really? Oh, my gosh. Field day time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hey, how do you look young? How do you stay looking young? We're going to get into the secrets of that after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. $1,000. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
And today the religious left in the crosshairs. Right, I'm trying to let it go. Maybe I'll take a dose of CBD, calm down by the time Dr. Batar gets here, and we'll do some advanced medicine together. How about that? So how do you look young, right? How is it that you can maintain that youthful appearance? Right? We're all about the inside, of course, and you'd think that smiling would do it, wouldn't you? Just smile. As Mickey Mouse said, smile, darn you, smile. That'll keep you looking younger. But a recent test was conducted that showed people who smiled were judged to be a year older on average than those who weren't smiling. I don't necessarily...
For those of you who are concerned about that sort of thing...
Right.
I mean...
What? Listen, if
are you
smiling,
worried that people might think you're a year older than you are, so you shouldn't smile?
I know, that's ridiculous. But some people are so into the look, they're going to go, oh, my gosh, you know...
oh, my goodness, who, no, I need to stop. Medical News Today said I need to stop smiling. Yes.
Who would do that? Like Hollywood celebutards of some kind? Like Kylie or whoever they are? The Kardashians, that's right. They would go, oh, I better stop smiling. People are going to think I'm a year
smiling.
Older, right? Because it
that's
matters,
right.
A year. Right?
Well, and I think that's just wrong. You know, because, I mean, why do people
smile?
People smile because they're happy, right?
Oh, yeah. No, there's light that comes from their eyes when they're smiling.
And you know what? Listen,
happy.
I'll tell you what. Right. There's a thing about smiling
mm-hmm.
where even if, I mean, it's a trick, and I'm sure people already know this, but maybe somebody doesn't.
Right.
You know, if you are feeling like total crap,
mm-hmm.
You're just down in the dumps, you know, you're having a bad day, whatever.
Yeah.
Forcing yourself to smile does magical things. It does. It truly does. It changes the way that you feel. It changes the way that you talk. It's kind of like that fake it till you make it type thing.
Yeah, turn that frown upside down.
It actually works.
But you're going to look older. Leave it to the Israelis on this one. Goodale and co-author Tzvi Ganel of the Ben-Gurion University of the Negev in Israel showed the participant. He did a really intricate study on this, photographs of being smiley-faced or neutral. And that's where they came up with this, because there was a built-in bias to automatically think that if they're smiling, they're going to think that they're younger. But the actual perception was that they looked a little bit older. Now, one of the possible explanations could be that, those smiley wrinkles around your eyes as you get older? What do they call those?
Crow's feet.
Crow's feet, right? That could be. You smile so much you get crow's feet. I don't know.
It is true. You do get crow's feet around the end, and they're more pronounced when you smile. I've noticed that. I have crow's feet.
Right. So it turns out, though, that in this study where they took the bias out of the equation, the best face to make you look, was it a year or 2 years younger? It was younger. It was the one that made people look younger, is a surprised face. A surprised face. Right. So, I know. So what you want to do, and this is we figured it out this very hour because we opened with it. If you're really not sure how to get a surprised face, all you need to do is ask the new Miss America this question.
Do you think affordable health care for all U.S. citizens is a right or a privilege, and why?
I'm definitely going to say it's a privilege.
What? I just got my surprise face on. See how easy that is to get a surprise face?
Now,
Miss America never says that.
Here's my question. Are they suggesting that you spend more time with... I'm sorry. I can't even take this seriously. Could you imagine somebody walking around always with a surprised look on... That's like... Isn't that what happens when you get too many facelifts?
Well, that's a different kind of surprise. You're like, oh, I'm very surprised about how this surgery turned out.
Are they wanting you to...
Yeah. No, I think... Listen, here's my explanation, and I think I'm right. When you look at a baby and the awe of their experiencing something for the first time, do you remember those surprise faces on your babies or even your grandbabies that's really recent?
Yeah.
There's just such a youthful, oh my gosh, they've seen something for the first time. And you can't be old and have one of those, or let's say it's less likely. But you can, in fact, do that, because if you live young, you'll continue to seek out experiences that surprise you. Constantly surprise you. And that, my friends, is the way to look young on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hopefully we constantly surprise you as well. I surprised myself this hour. I didn't think I was going to take on the religious left the way I did. Not that they didn't deserve it, they do, but not every day I get so animated about it. It just kind of struck me in the Texas Hell Freedom Caucus. The Freedom Caucus, Bill Zedler did a great job. Next hour, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar. Get ready to be surprised about the things we do, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott, Bell Show.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.